Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1394. When you fall off the wagon. And is organic produce better? Both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is just one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, now today I have two posts for you because each one is a little bit shorter than what I typically narrate. So let's get right to both posts as we start optimizing your life. When You Fall Off the Wagon by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. Imagine this scenario. Eager to better your health and well-being, you decide to improve your diet. You're a few weeks in, and you're doing pretty well. You've been avoiding junk, cooking more, and making healthier choices overall. And then this happens. You sleep through your alarm. You arrive late to an important meeting. Your boss yells at you. You get negative feedback on a proposal you just shared. And that's all before lunchtime. Needless to say, by the time you get home, you're feeling exhausted, stressed, and disappointed in yourself. Desperate for comfort, you reach for the ice cream. Just a little, you say to yourself. Within seconds, you've eaten the whole thing. What do you do next? From an objective, rational standpoint, we know that the best move is to step back, to deal with our stress in a healthy way, and to try making better choices moving forward. But the reality is that most of us feel guilty and ashamed after such an event. We might feel frustrated and angry at ourselves for not keeping it together. We might promise ourselves that we'll eat only one small meal tomorrow to make up for the damage. Maybe we even decide to give up, convincing ourselves that we're not cut out for this healthy thing and resorting to a life of feeling crappy. In short, you feel like you've fallen off the wagon and you're not particularly confident you'll get back on. I can tell you that it's okay to make mistakes, that this is the one step back to your two steps forward. But you've heard these things already, and frankly, they're not particularly helpful. Instead, what if I told you that this ice cream incident wasn't a mistake at all? That you never took a step back? If you imagine your healthy eating journey as a road, you simply hit a bump. Sure, it might take a little extra effort to move past it, but you didn't mess anything up. You didn't move backwards, and you didn't veer off track. The bump is just an unexpected part of the journey. By reframing our slip-up moments in this way, it becomes a lot easier to keep moving forward. We can prepare for the bumps ahead of time, and we don't have to waste the emotional energy of trying to regain our forward momentum, because we never stopped moving forward to begin with. Here's my challenge to you. 1, pick one long-term health goal that you're currently working on. 2, think of a road bump that you will likely hit along the way. Maybe it's a loss of motivation. Maybe it's a plateau in your fitness progress. Maybe it's an intense ice cream craving. 3, imagine yourself hitting this bump and working through it. What do you think is a healthy way to deal with the situation? How do you want to come out of it? What support will you need in that moment to keep moving forward? And 4, write down your game plan and refer back to it when the moment comes. Is Organic Produce Better? By Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. While I think that any produce is better than none, I do think that organic is better for several reasons. First, though, let's clarify what this organic thing really means. What does organic really mean anyway? According to the United States Department of Agriculture, an organic food must meet the following criteria. 1. Produced without excluded methods, for example, genetic engineering, ionizing radiation, or sewage sludge. 2. Produced using allowed substances. And 3. Overseen by a USDA National Organic Program Authorized Certifying Agent, following all USDA organic regulations. In essence, this means that the food cannot be produced using pesticides and is not genetically modified. Note, a farm has to obtain the organic certification in order to label its produce as organic. In other words, meeting these criteria is not enough. For some small farms, the cost of the certification is too expensive, which means their produce can't be labeled organic, even if it meets the requisite criteria. So if you're shopping, let's say, at a farmer's market, it's probably best to just ask the farmer about their farming methods. Assuming we're comparing foods that meet the organic criteria against those that don't, regardless of whether or not they contain the organic certification, there are some notable benefits to purchasing and consuming organic produce. Benefits of going organic: reduced consumption of harmful pesticides. If we're talking about foods like apples, then it's fairly easy to make an argument of why organic is healthier. Non-organic apples likely have traces of pesticides in the skin, and you ingest these traces when you eat the apple along with the skin. Since pesticides are generally known to have adverse health effects, the organic apple in this case is healthier. Higher levels of antioxidants. If, however, you are comparing an organic orange to a non-organic orange, it seems, assuming you don't eat the peel, that the nutritional content would be virtually the same, meaning any two pieces of fruit can have the same nutritional profile. But each fruit is different. There are some published studies that show that organic produce may be significantly higher in antioxidants when compared to conventional produce. Non-GMO. Finally, organic is also generally synonymous with non-GMO, which some will claim is healthier than genetically modified organisms. I personally don't think enough research has been done to definitively claim that GMOs are bad for our health, but I do advise against GMOs for other reasons, mostly because the companies that espouse GMOs are food industry giants that follow plenty of selfish practices that prioritize money and leave health and small farmer well-being out to dry. Better for the environment. Health aside, there is also a major environmental factor to consider. Organic foods and organic practices help nourish the soil and keep it viable for future harvests, whereas conventional methods are more taxing on the environment. And it's possible that this is another reason why organic produce may contain more nutrients. They are grown from more nutrient-rich soil. Bottom line. 1. If you can afford it, I would encourage you to buy organic foods, where organic means that the food was grown without pesticides. And remember, organic certification is a good thing, but not all farmers are able to obtain organic certification, so be sure to ask if you're not sure. 2. If you're strapped for cash, then I'd encourage you to purchase organic varieties of the food on the Dirty Dozen list, which is a list of the 12 fruits and vegetables that have the highest levels of pesticide residue. You can buy conventional varieties of foods not on this list. And 3, if purchasing any organic produce is outside your budget, then I encourage you to purchase as many fruits and vegetables as you can afford, organic or not, ideally sticking to foods not on the Dirty Dozen list. You just listened to the posts titled, When You Fall Off the Wagon, and Is Organic Produce Better? Both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to spend some more time talking about organic foods. As Dominique said, there are benefits to consuming organic foods, benefits that include our health and possibly the health of the environment as well. But I understand that buying organic isn't always possible or affordable for everyone. So again, as Dominique said, please don't feel like all of the groceries you buy have to be organic. It's perfectly fine to be selective about your purchases. I try and buy organic as often as possible, but sometimes products that I want to buy organic aren't available, so I prioritize. I try to be sure to purchase organic animal products like eggs, chicken, and fish as often as possible. This is because animal products can hang on to potentially harmful compounds like pesticides and other toxins more so than plant-based products. Now you might be thinking, wait, how do eggs, chicken, and fish get exposed to pesticides? Do farmers spray these animals with pesticides? No, but the feed or water these animals are given may be full of pesticides or other harmful compounds, which then gets into their system. Now, if the animals are exposed to these harmful compounds and then we consume the animals, we can be exposed to these same harmful compounds. So again, when it comes to making these types of decisions, please try not to feel overwhelmed. Instead, think about what's important to you and make purchases based on those priorities. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your Saturday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.